Izwe kazi le-Afrika akalizimelanga lodwa. Yilembali edlulileyo okuningi okwenziwayo njalo lamasiko atshiyeneyo. Loba libhekane lobuzima izwe kazi leli njalo lingatsho lutho kwabanye abantu kule Melika, kuzanqoba kukhetho oluzayo phakathi kukamongameli Joe Biden okubandla lama-Democrats lwayengumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump okubandla lama-Republicans. Kuzamele abe lenhlelo ezicacileyo ezokudlelana lezwe kazi le-Afrika. Incwadi zithi uTrump wayedlelana kubi kakhulu lwezwekazi leli alithuka ngamazwi anika akhulunywa emphakathini. UMichael Walsh ngomunye wabacubungula ezombusazwe ekunhlanganiso ye-Foreign Policy Research Institute.
And he used famously this expletive to refer to a number of countries in Africa, and then he pursued a strategy and a policy that was really focused on.
Wasebenzisa inhlamba engakhulumekiyo esethula amazwi akhe ngezwekazi le-Afrika. Wazama njalo ukuba lenhlelo ezazikhangelane lezomvikela lokunye okuphuthumayo ezama ukukuvimba, kodwa kulutshane kakhulu ayefuna kwenziwe.
UBiden yena uzama ngamandla wonke ukuba ele Melika lidlelane kahle lezwekazi le-Afrika, loba nje konke lokhu kuqanjulwe yimizamo yakhe yokulwisana lele Russia ukuba lingagxili impande kuzwekazi leli ngapha esekela ele Israel elihlasela eGaza. UCameron Hudson ukuhlanganiswa ye-Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I think Africans are also looking well beyond our policies in Africa, looking at the war in the Middle East, the war
ngibona engani abantu kuzwekazi le-Afrika bakhangela okuningi ukugoqela impi kuzwekazi le-Middle East eGaza okwenziwa ngele Melika kwele-Israel nemizamo yokuvimba ukuba izwekazi leli lingahlelanile le-Russia. Ngibona engani bayakusola kakhulu okwenziwa ngohulumende ka-Biden emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Lokhu kwenza ele Melika lingabi labangane abaningi kuzwekazi le-Afrika.
Engage in relations with Russia. So I think they're seeing a certain degree of hypocrisy.
Nokungokunye owavezwa ngele South Africa elathi ele Israel lephula isinqumo sokuvikela uZulu esi-United Nations Genocide Convention lagcina liphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba omkhulu wenhlanganiso le. Uhulumende kaBiden wakulaphulela kajana lokhu ebuzwa ngakho umsakazo we-Voice of America. UMireti Mabruku yingcweti kokwenzakala eGibhithe ekuhlangothi lwe-Horn of Africa kunhlanganiso ye-Middle East Institute.
You're going to need that credibility because at one point someone is going to say, another superpower is going to step in and say, right, I am not being preferential.
Kumele ube nokuthembeka ngoba kuzafika esinye isikhathi lapho omunye umuntu ozabuya angene athi dala bandlululo. Umuntu lo uzakuthikala ndaba lokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Ngakho-ke lokhu kuzabangela ukuthi ngizizwe sengingcono.
Care about human rights in any part of the world, and therefore at least that makes me better.
Sen uthi umongameli omutsha wale Melika uzabhekana lokuningi okuhluphayo lokuqakathekiswa lizwekazi le-Afrika.
I think that any new American president is going to have to grapple with the declining influence that Washington has.
Ngibona engani umongameli omutsha uzabhekana lokuningi ngesikhathi lisiya phansi izinga lokudlelana kwele Melika lezwekazi le-Afrika, njalo nokufiswa izwekazi le-Afrika okuhambelana namalungelo lokunye okufunwa ngabantu abakhuluma lizwi linye.
Ziningi indlela abangakuguqula lokhu okugoqela okunye abangakwenzi kahle. Ababili laba bake bathuma amakhosikazi abo kwele Kenya, eNamibia, eGibhithe leMalawi. UBiden wakwathuma njalo umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Kamala Harris kwele Ghana. Kodwa ababili laba kabakaze behambe kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Udaba lolu lilethulelwe ngu-Anita Powell we-Voice of America.